The government's program has already been given the thumbs up by the Coalition for Regional, Rural and Remote Communications. It says it'll keep service providers accountable and give consumers clear advice about internet services. But will it? At least 2,000 current broadband customers won't be represented because, as the government concedes, its program won't include SkyMuster. I asked Narelle Clark from the Communications Consumer Action Network how useful it would be when the biggest source of complaints about telecommunications comes from the bush, where satellite services are often the only option.
So we have been contacted by the government who've told us that they will be considering the feasibility of expanding the program scope. So the government is currently looking into expanding it to include satellite and fixed wireless. And we can't see any reason why they can't be included. I mean, obviously there's a few different performance considerations to take into account because they will be wireless. But that doesn't mean consumers shouldn't get the information.
No.
Measurements should still take place. So we really welcome that and we hope that they can include them as well.
Why were they omitted in the first place, do you know?
Well, with wireless technology, there is a bit more variation due to things like rain and trees and other things. There are a few other factors that you can't control for that you can control on a fixed system.
Okay, so how is this program actually going to work?
It'll be based on the existing ACCC program where they stuck a little box, a little piece of hardware just inside the consumer's premises. And it made some measurements of the performance of the network. So it didn't take into account, the load on your personal computer, for example, or your TV or those sorts of things. So it's a little box that acts on its own and actively measures the performance across a range of different applications that you might use. The ACCC is also in the process of issuing some guidelines consistent with the Australian Consumer Law that will require the retail service providers to make clearer statements and introduce a form of labelling for internet services. And that is another thing that we're really looking forward to.
Okay, because Rod Sims from the ACCC has already acknowledged that the majority of complaints are coming from regional areas. What difference do you believe that this program will make to users in those areas?
Well, people will be able to compare between service providers for a start, and that will be a really big change. They'll also be able to get a sense of the performance at different times of the day and, most importantly, the busy hour period. Now, we're finding that a lot of service providers are advertising headline speeds, the absolute maximum that the service can provide in a laboratory, not the real-world conditions at all. And yet, when consumers actually get connected, they're finding that the performance they get is nowhere near the advertised speeds. In fact, they couldn't possibly get those advertised speeds because just simply the way the internet works.
So how useful is a comparison when the problem for many users, as you well know, is that there is no choice of service providers, there's only one?
Well, across the SkyMuster service, they should get a range of services to choose from. And also across the NBN, they should get a range of services to choose from. It won't be just the one provider. It should be all of those that are connected across the NBN.
So
what we do know is that the ACCC will be looking at sampling the top five broadband providers across fixed line networks, and that should cover 95% of consumers all up. And they hope to get a good sample across the range of different geographies and locations and hopefully time zones as well, because different performance is experienced by different people in different localities.
So how confident can the Consumer Action Network be that it will be a truly indicative cross-section of Australian users of telecommunications?
Well, we'll keep an eye on that, that's for sure. We will continue to have our conversations with the ACCC and we will keep listening to consumers themselves. So consumers keep on complaining to us that the advertised speeds are not matching the performance that they're getting, then we're going to keep on asking questions.
Narelle Clark, from the Communications Consumer Action Network's point of view, you've been involved in advocating as part of a coalition of organisations on behalf of rural and regional and remote telecommunications users. What do you say to those people who might be listening and thinking, you know what, monitoring is one thing, but it really doesn't address the crux of the problem, which is that the services simply aren't up to scratch in the bush? Is it just window dressing?
Well, we are calling for improvements overall to the services that are provided to the bush, and we want fair and equitable access to SkyMaster satellite, for example, for those with a genuine need for the service, and we want a universal service obligation that fits both voice and data services, and also consumer service guarantees that deliver more accountability from providers and the NBN itself. So we think that broadband performance monitoring will actually give us a lot clearer data about the sorts of services that are being delivered and will help consumers figure out whose fault it is when things go wrong. At this point in time, they're stuck with the NBN saying, oh, it's the service provider is saying it's the NBN, and everybody else saying all sorts of nonsense. It's important that we get some facts into this discussion.